Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, a Bucks postgame update from fan insider Gary Wolfel. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola.
This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show.
Bucks get the win tonight against the Los Angeles Lakers, 98-90. Giannis with just another typical Giannis night. 33 points, 15 boards, 3 assists, a steal, a block shot, 3 turnovers, 12 of 19 from the field. Lonzo Ball will get a lot of love the next couple of days for being the first, well, not the first, the youngest player to reach a triple-double in NBA history. 19 points, 13 assists, 12 boards, 3 assists, 4 blocks, 4 turnovers, hit 3 three-pointers, and he was garbage hitting threes all year prior to tonight. In 39 minutes of play, 7-12 from the field. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is the aforementioned Gary Wolfel. Good evening, Mr. Wolfel.
Good evening, Mr. Pfeiffer.
Did you have a chance to take in the game at the Bradley Center tonight?
No, I was actually listening to our good friend Ted Davis tonight. And, I very rarely get that opportunity, and man, he's fun to listen to.
I love Ted. Listen up. Lonzo Ball, youngest to a triple-double. After the game we just played, his comments from the Bradley Center. Cares more about winning, could care less about this youngest to triple-double stuff. I think that's a good sign if you're a Lakers fan, knowing that he is going to be your leader going forward, and that's all he cares about.
Yeah, I'm a huge Lonzo Ball fan. You know, I know he's taken a lot of heat and because of his father's influence on him, but I talked to him at the NBA Summer League a couple times. I've talked to numerous people that know him, and everybody said he's a really good kid, And I don't know if you saw his comment the other day, Steve, by Scott Brooks, the Washington Wizards coach, about Lonzo Ball. Did you see that?
I don't think so. What?
Yeah, he was talking about Lonzo Ball and LeVar Ball, and he goes, you know what? I wish I had a father that cared about me as much as Lonzo Ball's father cares about him. And I thought it was true. We might not agree with what LeVar Ball does, but we know one thing. He cares about his son.
Yeah, he cares about his sons, plural, because now he's got another one over in China for a couple of weeks.
I think he might want to care about that one a little more right now.
Yeah, right now. Yeah, that's how it should go. We were talking about this earlier. Giannis, Most Improved Player last year. You look at his numbers this year compared to last year, he's going to have a chance to win Most Improved Player again this year if this keeps up.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, he's putting up unbelievable numbers, isn't he? And the thing that has impressed me is his consistency. I mean, a lot of times, even as great as Michael Jordan was, he would have bad games every once in a while, where he'd go like 5 for 18 or whatever.
Right.
Giannis hasn't done that. I mean, he has been incredibly consistent. And, if he keeps this up, he might be one of those rare guys that even if their team doesn't get to the finals, could win the MVP because what he's doing is absolutely amazing.
No question about it. And the other thing that goes along with it is, and we talk about Aaron Rodgers, being that guy to cover up the warts that may be there on the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
when he's not playing, you realize what they are. But it's amazing to think what this Bucks team's record would be if he wasn't averaging 31 points a night right now, because they're 6-6 as is. You take away from 31 and say he's averaging, 21 or 22, there's no way they have 6 wins probably.
Not at all. They would be in the Marvin Bagley sweepstakes.
Yeah, and he's going to be the number one pick in the NBA draft, for those that don't know.
He's pretty darn good.
Yeah, no question. I mean, that's really what it would be. And going forward, obviously Bledsoe didn't have a great night tonight. I think part of that was just trying to get his legs. Second game of a back-to-back, hadn't played basketball since the Suns or whatever else. So not too worried about Bledsoe. But
Steve, I'm going to disagree with you there. I respect your opinion, but I heard some other person say tonight, that the reason he's not.
I don't expect him to necessarily shoot the three ball well all year. I don't necessarily have that. I'm talking about the five turnovers. That's not very Bledsoe-like necessarily.
No, but you know what? I did some homework tonight, and I looked back at the games that he played in Phoenix.
Okay.
And you know what? He was a turnover machine there this season for whatever reason.
Oh, so this year. Not, right.
Yeah, this season. And that overall, his career, I mean, he's solid. He's nothing special. He's got solid assist-to-turnover ratio. But for whatever reason this year, he's been turnover-prone.
Well, hopefully that doesn't continue. He looked good last night, five turnovers tonight. Hopefully we can alleviate that issue going forward. But where I was going with this was, Middleton's average so far this year is up, and he's averaging 18 a game or whatever it may be, right in that area, which is good. But, boy, oh, boy, it doesn't feel like he's averaging 18 a game to me watching every game.
Do you remember, I mean, it seems like eons ago, but just 2 years ago, Chris Middleton was the man.
Sure was. I mean, well, he was the man in the second half of last year when he came back from the injury.
I mean, if you talk to Giannis, if you talk to Jabari, if you talk to anybody on that team, they said the best player on their team is Chris Middleton, and how things have changed. You know, I mean, he's not the best guy on the team. He's not even close to being the best guy on the team, and it's no fault of his. I mean, he's playing with, you know, arguably the best player in the game right now. But, you know, for whatever reason, he doesn't have that same – I don't know if it's confidence or what it is, but he's just obviously not the same player he was, you know, a year and a half ago.
I really believe he will be fine. I really do. I think, you know, he gets into these one or two funks every year where he goes cold, and then he'll get red hot and he'll carry you for 3 or 4 weeks. I think he'll be fine. I think he'll get himself out of whatever the heck is going on here going forward, but – they really need other players to step up, and Malcolm Brogdon, again tonight, stepped up for him with 16 points off the bench, 3 boards, 3 assists, 3 steals, and playing with a sense of purpose.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody's said this before. I mean, he's the consummate pro. I mean, how many rookie of the year guys would be content being pulled out of the starting lineup?
Right.
I can guarantee you, when Greg Monroe was brought to Milwaukee and he was demoted, he was not a happy camper. And he wasn't even Rookie of the Year, right?
That's correct.
So, I mean, when you're Rookie of the Year and everybody's throwing all these accolades at you and saying you're the guy, you're the future, all of a sudden you don't become the future, you know, that's tough to take. But he has handled it remarkably well.
Gary, thanks so much for coming on. Enjoy the rest of your evening. We'll talk to you again Monday night after Bucks Memphis.
Sounds good. Thanks, Steve.
There he is, Gary Wolfel of the Racine Journal-Times and WolfelsPressBox.com and the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Great Midwest Bank has been committed to personalized common-sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, visit GreatMidwestBank.com to discover the benefits of simply local banking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.